Heart Care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
It will be Searcy's basketball to start this second half as they lead Mountain Home 33-29. Freddie Hicks will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. He set out a good chunk of that first half after picking up his second foul fairly early. All right, he will throw it in to Malik Branch, and we are back underway. Branch throws over on the left wing to Alcorn. Up top now it goes to Ashutino. Ashutino dribbles into the lane for a layup. His shot counts, and he is fouled. My goodness. Scott Ashutino with 3 points now. He'll go to the free throw line, where so far he's one of two. That foul is going to be called on Colton Peters. That's his first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Bombers. We are 11 seconds into this third quarter as Ashutino gets the free throw. He now has 4 points. 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and it is a three-possession game. Searcy leads 36-29. Lyons going with his own press, but Mount Tommy will break it. Here's Colton Peters going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the charity stripe. They're going to get Peyton Wright with his first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lions. So as we are 18 seconds into the second half, Colton Peters will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. That was actually the first free throw attempt for anyone from Mountain Home this evening. Second shot for Peters. He gets both. 36-31, Searcy leading it. 7:42 left in the third quarter. Here's Branch throwing it to Ashutino. He's back the other way, going up for the layup. Can't get it to go. It looked like he lost a little bit of control there, too. Here is Benton after Mountain Home gets the rebound. Benton crosses the timeline, gives it to Cruz. Back up top to Benton. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. Finds Cruz at the elbow. He's going to go, tried to go down the lane, loses the handle of the ball. Searcy comes up with the steal. Ashutino back the other way, going up for the layup. Can't get it to go, but draws contact and will head right back to the charity stripe. Talon Benton picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home. So with 7:15 left in the third quarter, it will be two shots for Scott Ashutino. Again, he is 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 4 points so far this evening. First shot is up. Good. One more free throw. He can make it a three-possession game once again if he gets it. Ashutino's second shot. In and out, no good, and the rebound controlled by Waymire. 37-31, Searcy leading it. Ball goes into the front court to Peters. 2-3 zone for Searcy. Cross court pass to Bashir's. Down on the low block to Waymire. Back, I thought Waymire was about to throw it back to Bashir's, but instead he gives up top to Benton. Over to Peters on the left wing. Up top to Benton. Over to Bashir's on the right wing. Waymire has it on a low block. Back to Bashir's, up top to Peters. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Waymire. And he's going to, ball's going to go down to the Cruz in the paint. His layup off the glass and in. Luke Cruz now with 7 points. 37-33, Searcy leading. Back the other way. Branch going to give it to Freddie Hicks. Out to Alcorn on the right wing. His jumper is no good. And the rebound controlled by Waymire. And Mount Tom has a chance to make this a one-possession game once again with 6:20 left in the third quarter. Bashir's has it. Throws it to Benton on the left wing. Cross court pass to Peters. Finds Cruz in the paint. Gives to Waymire. Back to Peters. He drills to the corner. Over to Bashir's on the wing. Up top to Benton. Benton trying to decide where to go. Now goes cross court to Peters on the right wing. Up top to Bashir's. Over the left side to Benton. His three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Waymire. And he's going to be fouled. And Mount Tom's going to inbound on the baseline. They're going to get Peyton Wright with his second personal foul, team foul number two, here in the second half against Searcy. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass to Benton in the left corner. His three-pointer is up, no good, and the rebound is controlled. Well, a jump ball is going to be called on the rebound, and it's going to be Mount Tom's basketball on the possession arrow. 5:52 left in the third quarter. Mount Tom with the ball trailing by four. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Benton in the right corner. Up to Peters. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. will not go. Offense rebound for Peters. He goes back up with it off the glass. It rolls around and goes in. Colton Peters now with 14 points. 37-35, starts leading it. Back the other way, Alcorn going into the lane, giving it to Branch, who cuts into the paint. His layup no good, but he draws contact and will head to the charity stripe. With 5:32, let's play in the third quarter. That foul is on David Waymire, his third personal foul. Team foul number three here in the second half against the Bombers. So Malik Branch at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 2 with 8 points. First shot for Branch is good. So Luke Dibble's going to check in for the first time tonight as he replaces Hunter Bashirs, and Garrett Deegee's going to come in for David Waymire again, just picked up his third foul. Luke Dibble, a 6'1 junior. One more free throw coming up for Branch. And if he gets this one, it'll go back to a two-possession game. Again, 5:32 left to play in this third quarter. Branch's second free throw is good. He's now 4-4 from the free throw line and in double figures with 10 points. 39-35, Lions leading it. Zone press for Searcy. Here is Peters with it, throwing it back to Dibble. Gives it to Cruz. He gets it to Dibble, who crosses the timeline. Now Peters has it in the right corner. He goes cross-court to Benton. He thought about three, now kicks out to Dibble. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. And the rebound controlled by Asciutino. He's going to throw it cross-court to Branch, who's going back going the other way for the easy layup, good. And now a timeout's going to be called by Mountain Home. We'll take it with him. 5:06 set to play in the third quarter. It is Searcy leading Mountain Home 41-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, Mountain Home taking the timeout after Searcy goes up six after that easy layup by Malik Branch, 41-35, the Lions leading it. They go with the zone press once again. Here's Benton crossing the timeline, giving it to Deechee on the low block. He goes up for the reverse layup, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Searcy. I think Mountain Home might have gotten a break on that one. But the Bombers will keep possession with 4:55 left in the third quarter. Dibble will treat the inbound pass to Luke Cruz in the left corner. His shot will not go, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound on Mountain Home. Luke Dibble picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the second half. Searcy gets the ball back, leading by six with 4:53 left to play in the third quarter. Here's Branch into the front court. Looks like Mount Holmes in a 2-3 zone. Now Alcorn has it. He gives it to Asciutino, who has it on the right wing. Up top now to Branch. Over to Hicks on the left side. Up top to Asciutino. Gives it to Alcorn, who's going down in the lane for the jumper. After he faked out Deechee, puts it up off the glass and in. Alcorn now with 6 points. 43-35, Mountstone trails Searcy. Here is Peters with the ball on the right wing. Gives it to Benton. Now he drills between the circles, throws over to Dibble on the left wing. Over to Cruz. He tried to get to Deechee on a low block. Ball is knocked away, stolen by the Lions. They're back the other way. Here is Branch with it in the right corner. Now up top to right. He's going to try another three-pointer. This one misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountstone's basketball with 3:58 left to play in the third quarter. Luke Cruz is going to check out of the game as he's replaced by David Waymire. An 8-point lead for the Lions. Benton takes the inbound pass. Another zone press for Searcy. Over to Dibble. Back to back to Benton. He will get it across the timeline. Loses the handle of the ball, and it goes out of bounds, and Mount Holmes going to commit the unforced turnover with 3:46 left in the third quarter. Wow. That's just a tough break there. Here is Branch across the timeline for the Lions. Throws over to Ashutino on the right side. Up top to Hicks now. Over to Branch on the left wing. Goes cross court to Hicks. Hicks, I don't know where he was throwing it to, but it goes right to the hands of Talon Benton, who comes up with the steal. Benton is back the other way for the Bombers, throwing it to Peters. Back to Benton. He goes cross court. Tries to go cross court to Dibble. Ball's knocked away, but Dibble's able to secure it. Now Dribble throws up top to Benton. Finds Waymire in the paint, going up for the layup. No good. A ball rebound tipped out to Peters on the left wing. Now throws up top to Benton. Over to Dibble on the right side. Pass was knocked away, but Dicci's able to secure it. Now gives it to Waymire on the low block for the layup off the glass and in. David Waymire with 6 points. 43-37. Searcy back the other way with the lead. Here is Alcorn going up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Waymire. No one around him. As Mount Holmes comes back the other way. Here is Benton giving it to Dicci at the high post. Finds Waymire on the low block. His layup no good, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 2:36 left in the third quarter. Tristan Alcorn picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three here in the second half against Searcy. So David Waymire at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 6 points so far. First shot is up and in. One more free throw for Waymire. The second one will not go. Offensive rebound for Dibble for a moment, but it's knocked away and picked up by Searcy. Here is Wright back on the other end. Now throws up top to Branch. Finds Ashutino all by himself in the paint. His layup's going to count, and he draws contact. Didn't see who they call that foul on. Hunter Bashir is going to check into the game, replacing Luke Dibble. So it will be an and-one situation for Ashutino. Free throw is up and good. It is now an 8-point lead for Searcy. 46-38. Lions leading it. 2:22 left in the third quarter. Here is Bashir's throwing it to Dicci down a low block to Waymire for the layup. Good. He now has 9 points. 46-40, Mountain Home trailing Searcy. A little over 2 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Ball goes to Alcorn near the right corner. Now he's going to drill towards the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Dicci, and Waymire comes up with the basketball. Benton back the other way for the Bombers, throws it to Bashir's. Now to Dicci, he's going to pull up on the left side for the three-pointer, no good. And the rebound controlled by Branch, who's quickly back the other way for Searcy, going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, it rolls around and goes in. Boy, Malik Branch has some speed, and he's hard to stop. 48-40, Lions leading it. A little over a minute and a half left in this third quarter. Here is Peters with it. Gets it across the timeline. Has it on the left side. Finds Dicci. He has the ball knocked away from him, but Hicks is going to be called for the reach-in foul, too. That is his third personal foul, team foul number four, against Searcy here in the second half. 1:22 left in the third quarter as Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass. Bombers trail the Lions by eight. Throws it into Benton in the left corner. He thought about three. Now kicks out to Peters. He is going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Colton Peters now with 17 points, 48-43, Lions leading it. 1:10 left in the third quarter. Here is Ashutino throwing it to Alcorn on the left wing. Up top to Branch. Finds a cutting Hicks going into the lane for the layup. Good. Oh, Hicks just beat his defender. He now has 7. 50-43. Back the other way. Here is the Bombers breaking the press. Peters going into the lane. Now he's going to be called for travel. Did a little too much shuffling of the feet. Turnover by Mountain Home with 49.2 seconds left in the third quarter. It is a 7-point Searcy lead. Branch will walk the ball into the front court for the Lions. Tries to give it to Hicks. The ball is knocked away. It was last touched by Hicks. It was passed where he couldn't handle. And it will be Mountain Home basketball on the turnover. 38 seconds left as Benton gives it to Bashir's. back to Benton. He'll cross the timeline with it. Going into the lane, finding Waymire, going up for the layup, no good. I think Waymire may have been trying to go for the dunk, but was not in a good position to try to get it. So the ball just hit the front of the iron and goes out of bounds, and Mount Searcy will get the ball back. But Mount Home coming up with the steal back to the other end. Talon Benton going up for the easy layup, good. 5 points for Benton, 50-45, 10 seconds left. Searcy with the lead, and Branch almost lost the handle of the ball, now throws it to Wright. 3 seconds, Wright going into lane. He has the ball knocked away, stolen by Waymire, and that's the way this third quarter is going to end. Well, this game is going to be quite a tight one, I got the feeling. 8 minutes left to play. When we come back, it is Searcy leading Mountain Home 50-45. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper to bumper.